Welcome back to Proactive. I'm joined on the line now by Ian McDonough, who is the Chief Executive of Blackbird PLC, and a very warm welcome to you.
Morning, Thomas. Thank you for having me.
Great to have you back on. And you recently released those full year results for last year, and I believe this may be the first opportunity that some of your shareholders have got to see you talking about them, Ian.
Yes, I have to say I wasn't feeling myself at all on Wednesday, so I do apologise for not being there to present them directly on the IMC. But I'm delighted that my team were there to do it for me and showed you what depth and strength we've got in the squad.
Great stuff. So what is it that you would have been telling them had you been there, Ian?
Well, we are releasing results on Wednesday that showed the fifth year of growth, 38% year on year. We're up to 2.85 million, again, record numbers. So all delighted with that. I think the key things to highlight in the last year were that we delivered on our first tech licensing deal. We named the company in the year. It's a listed Belgian company called EVS. EVS are a world leader in live sports, news and entertainment production. What EVS and Blackbird have worked on together is a joint product that sits at the heart of the EVS production suites. And will be rolled out to the customer base they have around the world. They have more than 500 customers around the world in premium and second tier sports and news and entertainment production. And this product called IPDV Create, it allows the end user to capture video and edit video while the game is going on or while the action is unfolding and turn those clips and highlights around immediately. So it's a game changer as far as a production asset management suite is concerned. It's being rolled out to its first customer now, which is a gold standard US broadcaster. And we're expecting great things over the next years for that product. This, in terms of how you would look at a Blackbird's deal here, it's like a long-term annuity for us because we will make a double-digit revenue share on every seat that is licensed by EVS for this product. So really excited for that. I think the other key thing to note in this year is bringing on some really key people, one of which presented on Wednesday in my absence, Sumit Rai, who has come on as Chief Product Officer. And it's really important to note that we've found talent for the next phase of the Blackbird project that is not just incredibly talented and exceptional in themselves, but also have amazing direct relevant experience in the subject.
It feels like every time we talk, Ian, there's some new change afoot. So these are all feeding into this general transformation of the company, aren't they?
Yeah, we've always told investors about having a three-phase project, and we're going into that third phase now. The first phase is both direct customers, those CBS Sports, the US State Department, A&E Networks, etc. And this year, actually, we brought on FIFA, which is a super new customer. FIFA did all the World Cup. In December, built on Blackbird, they've got a FIFA Plus OTT platform, and every game was cut as it was unfolding and published onto the FIFA Plus platform. And they've told us directly that they've never had content out quicker than when they're using Blackbird. And then we also have the route to market through EVS, which is we call our OEM route. And then, yes, this is the third phase of our growth, the third phase of our project, which is developing the mass market approach, developing the mass market self-service product.
And this is particularly exciting for probably some of the retail investors out there watching, because a lot of people now have editing software on their computers, but not all of it is necessarily competitively priced or customized in the way that it should be possible with yours.
Yeah, no, there is a huge gap in the market for where we're putting the Blackbird product. There are, of course, high-end tools that are on-premise, that are used, have incredible features and functionality that you would make the very best Hollywood movies on. And there are a lot of tools that are at the lower end where you can clip to social very quickly and put some fancy graphics on. But in the center of the market where we're landing the Blackbird platform, the SaaS platform, it's really open, and to land a cloud native, fully featured editor, everything you need and nothing you don't, a tool, not a toy, in that market. It's gonna meet an awful lot of people's needs and deliver on their promise.
And just finally, Ian, it would be remiss of me not to mention that the business is still making losses. So how are you looking in terms of your trajectory into profit?
So we raised money in 2021, December 2021, And yes, we have increased spend in 2022 to spend that money. That's why we raised the money, to build our self-service product out. We will be spending money again in 2023 to make sure that we get to market in Q4 this year. And from then on, you'll start to see spend behind the revenue curve as we roll out the product early next year and the years beyond. So we're hugely excited about the scale opportunity for us here. We're hugely excited about the talent that we brought on. They've seen how valuable the technology is, and the new talent is actually investing in the company as well. It shows their resolve. And the timing for this product now is really apt. It's really here and now.
Very best of luck with it all, Ian. And thank you very much for your time this morning.
Thanks, Thomas. It's a real pleasure.